This week, Juice's perception of time is the most broken thing I've ever encountered in my entire fucking life. Get ready for a lot of yelling. It is insane. And then eventually we talk about our video game consoles throughout time. Enjoy. It's dangerous. What's up, Barely Gamers, and welcome back to your favorite podcast about video games sometimes.
I'm Juicebox.
And I'm Jackson.
And it's dangerous to go alone, so come with us as we talk about video game consoles. Hey, listen, talk to us, talk about video game consoles. Fuck me. God damn it.
And this week's episode is brought to you by the legends, John and Mystery. More about that later in the show. Juicebox, how the hell are you?
I'm good. I feel like I just saw you because we did our D&D session a few
days
ago.
Yeah, that's right.
Super fun.
The bonus video on the Patreon available now-ish. Very exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. I went to work the next day and I work with like, it's either I work with a few guys and mostly girls. So a few, some of the guys were there and I was just like, oh yeah, yesterday I played D&D with my friend and it was a resounding, oh, jealous. And I was like, nice.
You made all the straight boys jealous.
Gender affirming is what it was.
Yeah, it made you feel like one of the bros.
Yeah.
What if I told you that women also play Dungeons and Dragons? Also, probably some NBs in there.
I agree, but just not the ones I work with.
Sure. Get them into it.
Oh, maybe.
Are they hotties?
Yeah, I would say that. Well, I work at a gym, so everyone's fairly attractive.
Then they're invited.
No uglies allowed.
No uggos. That's the rules.
Did you see my working out makes you bald picture?
I did. You have a collection of bald friends, it seems.
I had a very good laugh.
Yeah.
So there are two guys who work at my gym. So Bud, who owns the gym, and Kiefer, who's one of the athletes at the gym. They were both sitting down next to each other, having bonding time, sitting very close together.
Oh, you so think something's going on there?
No, they're just like... non-gay man love, you know?
Sure. Now,
what is it? What do I call it? Consensual, non-romantic male intimacy.
Sure.
Yeah. So they were sitting together really close and they're both bald. And I looked at my friend and I said, hey, if I go stand between them, we would look like a carton of eggs. So I went over to tell them that. And then somebody took a picture of all of us. And I was just like, working out makes you bald.
Yeah, I guess so. Mm-hmm. Very clever.
Thank God I didn't turn around, though. The two of them were absolutely jacked.
So why wouldn't you... Why is it good you didn't turn around because they are jacked? Because
I would look like a melted candle.
I don't understand.
They were just more jacked than I.
Sure, but you were in the photo.
Yeah, but they were just bigger than me.
But I don't understand.
Body dysmorphia is quite the beast.
Sure. I also just don't understand what the difference is based on what direction you're facing.
My back looks big. So So my back looked good, but if I turned around, my upper body, like my chest and stuff, isn't as defined as theirs.
Right. But also, hey, let me tell you a little trick here. It's not a competition.
Oh, it's not, but it is. Deep down.
I don't even think for you, not even that deep. I think pretty surface level, it is a competition. I think I see it all the time.
Yeah, that's fair. There's something in me. Maybe it's Drag Race trauma where I never won that, so I have to compete for everything else.
Yeah. Fitness is not a competition.
Sometimes it is.
Let me ask you a question. Have you found a new therapist yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
We should. Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, I'm just normally this is the part where I'd be like, there's probably something to unpack there. But
there's no one to do it.
What are you going to do? Yeah. How? You know
how do
I mean?
You do it? How
could you?
How could I?
How could you?
But other than that, good. Nothing's really changed. Just work stuff. Summer's coming up, so my pride season is actually quite busy, which is exciting.
Is it getting busy? I feel like
it is getting busy.
The last couple of weeks, it was like, I'm getting busy, and then like, oh, it's actually not that busy, and now it's busy again, and I'm happy for you.
Well, because it was got busy, and then my tour got canceled for reasons I'm not allowed to discuss, and then... I have a show in Napanee coming up. I've got a bunch of shows locally, which is really cool. My pride's really front loaded. Like the beginning of June, very busy. End of June, not so busy.
Right.
So, but that's not a big deal. That means I'm traveling less into Toronto when it's super, super packed.
That's good news.
Yeah. No, that's I'm good happy. News. No, it feels good. How are you?
Oh, yeah. I'm doing pretty good. You know, just keeping my head down, doing the thing. I went to an arcade on the weekend with some pals. Fun. Yeah. First time I've been to an arcade in a long time. And let me tell you, arcades are like crack.
Oh,
they've got it figured out. Like, this isn't the old school arcade where it's like, go anywhere and spend your quarters to play games. These are the arcades where it's like, you're trying to win tickets and you're trying to collect shit at the end. And that economy, holy fuck, that is stacked against you. That doesn't make any sense. I don't know if you're aware of this, but they're like, you got tickets you can exchange for things.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Tickets for like big stuff is like 400,000 tickets for an Xbox. I played well. All right. I played well. I'm a good gamer. Okay. I played well for like an hour and ended up with like 43 tickets. Like, get fucked. No one is ever going into an arcade and walking out with a big ticket item.
Okay, but do you rip your tickets out or do you slowly pull them out to get more?
Firstly, that's not a viable strategy. Secondly, what year is it? Nobody has real tickets anymore. It all goes onto your card.
Oh, right.
It all goes onto your card.
Oh, I was the kid who would really slowly pull them out so I would get more.
My theory, I really enjoy this for you because in your head, I know you're like, I got hundreds extra.
But I got like
probably got like four extra and it took you like another 20 minutes. And I really
and you know what? Imagery. That's fine. I have really good dexterity with my thumbs.
You're excited
now.
About that. Yeah. Excited about that. And I
My nephew actually went to an arcade and won a PlayStation 5.
So do you know what he was playing?
It was one of those games where it's like you can win like an iPad or something and it's like made for you not to win. And he just like was that random chance person who won.
So yes, there are games that are like the prizes on display, not like your ticket trade-ins. And basically those games are actively rigged so that the company will never lose. You can't win those games until certain parameters are met. Usually it's they have spent enough money to offset the cost that you paid for the prize, right? When I was in university, still playing lacrosse, there was a bar that we would go to every Tuesday after our home games. We were there every single day. We got chicken wings. It was great.
Chicken wings.
And there was a Stack'em machine. So it's like the big vertical screen and like the five lights that go left, right, left, right, left, right. And you stop it. And then you have to get the next stack to line up, right? Yeah. And you got to get it all the way to the top. If you get it like three from the top, you get a small prize. If you get it to the tippity top, you get a big prize and it gets faster each line, right? There was a kid on my team that I would play with. And every single time we would go, we would spend like a dollar or two, one or two plays trying to get this done. Never won anything. Those games are actively rigged. And then we won a championship and then we went to our regular bar and played it and we won. What a night. Let me tell you, a championship and a big arcade W in the same night. But Rain not man. Only that, Juice.
What'd you win?
So he played. I think I gave him a dollar to play. He won.
How old were you?
I was probably 18 or 19.
And he was?
Probably a year or two older than me. Okay. Probably a year older than me. Great. And so he got it all the way to the top, right? He picked a PSP. Pretty badass, right?
PlayStation Portable?
Correct. It dropped down.
Smash.
Didn't go through the sensors. It got stuck. And we were like, Jesus, shit. And it let us pick a second prize.
Period.
So we got an iPad Nano.
Whoa! Big deal
at the time. And big a PSP deal. For $1.
Nice.
Yeah. So he let me take the PSP. It didn't work. But he got the iPod Nano. I took the iPad Nano. It didn't work. But his PSP worked.
It didn't work?
Yeah, it didn't work.
That's bullshit.
I agree.
Nice.
I spent 50 cents to get it, allegedly. So,
allegedly. Anyhow. Well, that's exciting.
But it's come a long way. I'm telling you, arcade technology has come a long way. They know exactly what they're doing. They're getting you in there. They're getting you invested. I was playing the little coin machines where you shoot coins and there's like a platform pushing in and out.
Yeah,
and you're trying to stack the coins so that they fall down to the next level, so that they push off onto the next level.
Extremely fun.
Oh my God, so much fun. Because like that's the type of game where it's like even when you're not winning, you feel like you're making progress. You know what I mean? You feel like you're doing something. Exactly. Yeah. And you're in there for the hustle. and the long wind, the work for it, and like it feels good. Tell me.
Tiny question. Did you play any Mario Kart? Was there? Did they have?
There
Mario Kart?
Was a Mario Kart. We didn't play a Mario Kart.
Ah, you?
Yeah. Well, shocking. I just would have swept the floor with everyone else in the whole arcade.
I would love to go to an arcade with you. A little rec room.
Well, so it was a rec room. That's where we were.
Oh, but, yeah. I like the rec room. You're never going to, it's no good prizes. The pretzels at the rec room, fire. Fire.
Big pretzel guy over here.
I love a soft pretzel.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You take me anywhere, there's a soft pretzel on the menu. It is going to take a lot of my will to not just get the soft pretzel.
Why would you not get it? Just get it.
Well, you can't just get a soft pretzel and nothing else. But well,
get it and then get other stuff also.
Okay, some of us can have 3,000 calories a day. Tucks
oh my
in.
Goodness. Listen, you're telling me about the food that you want to get. I'm just telling you to get the food. It doesn't
I
have to be
the whole
thing.
I love a soft pretzel.
Then get a soft pretzel.
Soft pretzel? Do you get it with mustard or cheese or both?
I don't really get a soft pretzel.
What?
They're very mid. They're exceedingly mid as far as
I
snacks
go. I love
a
soft pretzel.
That's great. You can love things that are just okay.
What?
It doesn't diminish the love that you carry for soft pretzels.
Why do you think that they're mid? Why are they
just
mid?
It's just fancy bread with salt.
It's pretzel bread. It's a different bread. That's not fancy bread. That's pretzel bread.
Sure. Okay. Well, I can't say that pretzels are just pretzel bread because that's not how definition works. If we paid attention to last week's episode trying to define things, you're not supposed to use the title of the thing and the definition for the thing.
Do you like a pretzel bun for a burger?
It's fine.
It's just fine.
It's not life-changing in any way. I'm not going out of my way for it. If it's on the menu and they're like, plus 25 cents, I'm like, no, that's fine. Just a regular bun for me. Thanks.
I feel like I don't even know you.
Because I don't like, because I it's not even that I dislike them, because I'm not head over heels in love with pretzel bread.
Just pretzels in general. If you were to have the choice of a soft pretzel or a small hard pretzel, what are you picking?
Soft pretzel.
Thank you. Okay, that's
hard
good.
Pretzels, garbage snack. Look at every like mix-ems,
yeah.
Right? Those little bags that have like the Chex and the flavored things and the whatevers. Pretzels are the one that everyone picks around. No
what
one
are you eating first
pretzels.
In a Chex Mix? What are you eating first?
I don't remember. What are the options? I want the little cheddar column thing. You know what I mean? The little
Cheeto?
No.
Crunchy Cheeto?
Are there Cheetos in the mix-ups?
There's like a crunchy Cheeto knockoff.
Then I'm
yeah.
getting a crunchy Cheeto knockoff. That's my
good
one.
Choice. Good choice.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Yeah.
Good choice. Second,
pretzels?
Life
Everyone
cereal.
Eats them around. The Life cereal's on a different level because it's got all the seasoning on it. So that's yeah. why it's better. Life cereal on its own.
Yeah. But you have one of those and then you eat the spicy ring.
Yeah. Oh, the ring glow. Yeah.
The little ring glow. Yeah. Yeah. And then last is the pretzel.
See what I mean? No one's eating the pretzels.
No, it's just, it doesn't feel like a good mix.
Mm-mm. No one likes pretzels. They're filler. They are the cantaloupe and honeydew of the fruit salad.
If you give me a fruit salad and it is all cantaloupe
and
honeydew,
it almost always is. Listen, when you go anywhere and get a fruit salad, you're getting 60% cantaloupe, 20% honeydew. You're getting like two strawberries in there and a little bit of watermelon and a grape. That's how people do fruit salad.
If I got a fruit salad,
yeah,
pineapples,
sure,
grape, strawberries,
mm-hmm.
maybe put an apple in there, I'm in. Cantaloupe, get away from me.
Sure. Well, I mean, it's just natural. They're always there. They're the filler. They're the cheaper
Nobody
whatever
likes
option.
Them.
Nobody likes them.
Nobody.
Red flag. If you're like, oh, my favorite part of the fruit salad is the cantaloupe. Red flag.
No. Red. What is it? Cantaloupe and muskmelon? Is it muskmelon? Is the other one?
Honeydew. What the fuck's a muskmelon?
Muskmelon? Isn't
what
it
is
a muskmelon?
What is a muskmelon?
It's the armpit of a melon. Because it's musky.
Yeah.
It's a melon.
Muskmelon is a type of a melon. Apparently.
Oh my God, I was right.
What? That a muskmelon is a melon? It's in the title.
Yeah, but I thought I was going to be wrong and you were going to make fun of me.
Well, I am, because that's not the same as a cantaloupe.
It's a separate melon.
Is closely related to squash, pumpkin, and zucchini.
Oh, maybe they're not. Is it a fruit?
Well, yeah. It's a melon.
These melons.
Okay, ready? The term cantaloupe refers to two specific varieties of muskmelon. So there you go.
Oh my God, I was very right.
You were right, but not for the reasons that you thought you were.
Still right. A win's a win.
That's what you've been saying lately. I feel like maybe you need some wins lately, which is, you know, we'll help find them together.
A win's
we'll
a win,
help
brother.
Find, that's what good friendship is. Helping your friend find their wins.
Wing woman. Also, I
Tell
finished...
Me.
I finished Claire Obscure Expedition 33.
And?
10 out of 10. Best game.
Best game of ever, of all time.
Best game this year.
Is it better than Kingdom Hearts?
I mean, yeah. Like, yeah, babe.
Sure. Is it better than, better or worse than Disney Dreamlight Valley?
Better.
Better or worse than Detroit Become
Human?
Human?
Better.
Better or worse than Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild?
Better.
Better or worse than Legend of Zelda Wind Waker?
Better.
Wow. The best game ever made. Well, better or worse than God of War Ragnarok?
I would say on par.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very good. And I would really I've said it three episodes in a row, but I would really love if you would just please fucking play it.
I'll get there eventually.
Fine.
Sell me on it in one sentence.
Fishing.
Okay, one word. It's all that was necessary. Congratulations, you did it. I'm proud of you.
You're welcome. Crushed it.
Well, what are you going to play next?
So that's the thing. I wanted to ask you, what should I play next? I need a suggestion. Oof.
Let me go back to the drawing board and find a list for you. You want something new?
Yeah. I was thinking about that Louisiana one, the South of South Midnight.
South of Midnight.
I think it's South of Midnight. I was thinking about South of Midnight, but I've heard a lot of people saying that, like, it's front heavy really good, but the end is, or like midway through, it kind of just loses steam, which disappoints me.
I think it's a pretty short game in the grand scheme of things. So, like,
oh, really?
I think so. I think, like, I would say comfortably under 20 hours. In my head, it's like 12 hours.
Oh, that is short.
But what I'm saying is, I think that's a good thing. Oh, yeah, it's nine and a half hours.
Oh, it's very short.
Yeah. In my opinion, that's a good thing. Because if they're like, oh, by the second half's only 4 hours. Like,
yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. It's fine.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, probably play that for what, a fucking afternoon. But yeah, that'll probably be my next one.
How many hours are in an afternoon?
I mean, technically nine.
Go ahead. Explain that for me.
Well, 12 o'clock is midday.
Yeah.
And then 12 until 9 p.m. would be the afternoon.
Really?
And then from 9 p.m. till midnight would be the evening.
So then when's night?
Evening is night.
Evening is not night.
You're
That's
saying this
to gaslight me. That's the most insane thing you've ever said
saying,
in your life.
No, you're it saying goes this to gaslight me.
Afternoon, evening, night.
No, the evening.
You think evening and night are the same thing? You think that if I show up to you at 8 p.m. and go, hey, good afternoon, that's not fucking weird?
Yeah. No.
What? Are you being for real or are you fucking around?
I'm being dead serious. If it was
you
one in the morning,
that
I would
there
say
are
it is
not 9 hours of afternoon. So you go to bed at 8:30. You're telling me that you go to bed in the afternoon? Is that what you're saying to me? There are 9 hours of afternoon. This is insane.
You tell me. What did...
You get into evening by like 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock is not the evening.
5 o'clock is evening.
6 p.m. in the afternoon.
So I just...
I'm looking it up. This is my Google.
You fine. Use it. And tell me every single detail. Don't go and look to the seventh page until you find someone that agrees with you. When does evening start? I would say comfortably 7. What does it say? What's that say over there on your side? What does it
say? In general, the afternoon is considered the period from noon to 6 p.m., while the evening starts around that time, and this transition is somewhat fluid, and the exact time change can depend on the context or personal usage. Get fucked. The evening is approximately 6 p.m. to midnight.
Okay. That's not the part in question here. I'm not questioning you on when evening
is.
Afternoon is.
But I said the
But what I am arguing with you about is that you said there are 9 hours of afternoon, and that's wrong.
But you said that the evening and night are different.
They are.
They're not. No, because evening goes from 6 till midnight. And then from midnight till like what, 5 is the morning.
Midnight until 5 is the morning? You're getting more insane the more you're speaking. Midnight to 5 is morning? It's called midnight. It's the middle of the night. It can't be morning.
Morning typically starts at sunrise.
Yeah. What? It's called, it's in the title. It's midnight. It's the middle of the night.
What is the time between midnight and sunrise called?
Night. It's called night.
The period of time between midnight and sunrise is called the morning.
No, it doesn't say that.
I will share my screen.
I don't care. You're
specifically
wrong.
It's what the time page from are midnight you on? To noon. It is Google.
You're on Google?
It is Google.
Listen, I know that you just typed in 600 fucking words to get a Google result that you want.
The term you're probably looking to is the small hours. It's defined as the early hours of morning after midnight and before dawn. It is the morning.
No, not a single fucking person is going to agree with you on that. Call anyone you know right now. Hold on. Who can I call? I'm going to call Mr. Box and just be like, when does morning start? That's insane. Nobody is saying, so then when, so morning is what, 12 until 12 is what you're telling me?
No, 12 until sunrise.
So then what's sunrise till noon called?
Morning.
So it's morning from, okay, so Juice's world fucking clock right now is from midnight to noon.
Early morning.
Is morning. So
early
from
morning.
Midnight to noon is morning. And then from noon to 9
is the morning.
Is afternoon? And no. Then from 9 till midnight is evening slash night? This is insane. You're what planet are you on? Jesus Christ. This is the most insane thing. This is the craziest thing about you. This is the
this is where you get
of all the things I've learned about you and your life and your history and your existence on this earth.
This
is the craziest thing about you. You can tell me that you wholeheartedly believe that lizard people are real and the world is run by aliens. This is the weirdest shit about you.
Can you draw me how you picture the months?
No, we can't do this.
What do you picture them as?
I don't know. You've sent me this and I was like, this doesn't resonate with me. I don't know.
Is
what
it
you're
linear?
About.
Is it circular?
I don't understand. That's not how I perceive. I don't get it.
How do you perceive time?
Just. We all perceive time in a straight line.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay. So you picture them from January all the way to December, a straight line.
I sure.
Okay. I like a circle.
You like a circle. Great.
It's like a pie.
Uh-huh. Mm. What else is a circle like?
Get fucked.
Nothing. I was just like, that feels arbitrary. You can like a circle.
I know,
but
you were getting so upset I had to change the subject. Oh, dear. My stomach rumbled. I might poop.
Oh, is that what it was? Are you going to poop? Do you need to pause?
I don't think I do, okay. But there was a moment there.
Right.
Ugh.
I scored a goal in a hockey game yesterday, so that's cool.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Did you win?
No. 7-3, and I scored one of the 3 goals.
Oh, wow. That's really bad.
Yeah.
Did the Maple Leafs win?
No.
Oh.
They went to game 7 and then lost 6-1.
Do you like the Maple Leafs?
I like the Maple Leafs, but I never believe in them.
Oh.
Because they have shown me my entire life that there's no reason to.
They never win.
They have not won a cup since 1969, I think.
Oh, God. Why are they still a team?
Well, you don't need to win to be a team. There's a lot of, well, not a lot. There's a handful of teams in the NHL that have never won a cup.
Really? What's the point?
I mean, capitalism, mostly.
Oh, okay. That's
it's
fair.
It's a business. They sell tickets. They make money based on the franchise. And
of losing?
I mean, they still have fans, yeah.
Do they make more money if they win?
So, not the players, but the franchise is usually worth more when it wins, yes. For example, Vancouver was quite good last season. Tickets were very expensive versus
Vancouver
they were bad this season.
Canucks?
Very good. I'm so proud of you.
Really?
Yeah.
Did I get it right?
You did.
Period.
I'm so proud of you, bro.
Crushed it.
So proud of you, bro.
I'm so happy.
You know what else I'm proud about? Patreon.com/itdangerpod. Head on over there, Barely Gamers, as you will find an opportunity to consume a whole myriad of additional content, including but not limited to a monthly bonus video. This month, we have a video going up that is the second effort of Juice and I playing one-on-one Dungeons and Dragons, and it was... Juice, do you have fun?
Oh my God, I had so much fun.
Good, 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 good. Over there, you can also find full video episodes and get all of the episodes a day before the rest of the world, of course, at certain tiers. You will also get a monthly cameo-style video from myself, or you could become a Patreon producer going the extra mile to make the shows happen. A shout out to this month's Patreon producers, Miss Tyri and John. We couldn't do it without you. Thank you very much. Juice, I tasked you with homework. And something tells me you maybe we're just going to wing it on the spot. Yep. I said I wanted to hear about your video game console history. When did you get which ones? How did you acquire them? Etc., etc., etc. I want to hear some stories. So I figured we both go through our histories today, our video game console histories.
Oh my God, fun. Okay. Who should start?
I think age before beauty.
Wow. Anyways, so I remember I had my very first console was the PlayStation. What's the one with the square?
With the square pew 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 pew.
Yeah. It was like a square controller.
Not a PlayStation.
Yeah, and you played Duck Hunt on it?
That would be a Nintendo Entertainment System.
Oh, eight, showing my age. So I had one of those. Okay. So that was my very first
one. Was that yours?
So I'm a youngest child, so it was my brother's. So these were always my brother's, and he just had to share it with me because I was always too young, or he was the one who showed more interest in those things, and I just wanted to play with Skydancers and My Little Pony, so my parents never saw... a need for me to play the video game. So it was always his, but then I just got to play it.
Right.
Which he liked to always remind me of, which was nice.
How often did you get duped by him handing you an unplugged controller and telling you that, hey, look, there you go. You're playing too.
Near constantly.
Yeah. It's the oldest fucking trick in the book.
Yeah. Or the, you can play after I die, and then he would die and be like, I didn't, that wasn't my fault. So you can do it at the next one. Yeah, and I would just be like, okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Classic. A lot of those. So that was our first one. And then we got the Nintendo 64.
Okay.
Yeah. Nintendo 64. And we got a PlayStation 1, which was a very big deal.
Okay. Are you accumulating these consoles, or are some of them like leaving the house? Do you just have like at this point a collection of consoles?
They're accumulating.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're accumulating. So my brother is getting really into gaming and stuff. So we had those two. And then the biggest one, big deal.
Big
we
deal.
Both get a Game Boy.
Shoot.
Both of us.
Color?
Mine was red. My brother's was blue.
So sorry, Game Boy color.
Nope.
Not just a standard Game Boy.
Standard Game Boy.
Big boy. Chonky boy.
Chonky big Ooh, Game Boy. Yeah, wow. Yeah. We both got, but they weren't the gray one.
Yep.
They were the colored ones, but they weren't color screen.
Weren't Game Boy colors. Got it.
They weren't Game Boy colors. They were just standard
Game
Boys.
Colored Game Boys, not Game Boy colors.
Yes. Mine was blue. His was red. And we both received Pokemon. Classic. And he got Pokemon red and I got Pokemon blue to match our Game Boys.
I always forget that you could play Pokemon on not a Game Boy color. In my head it was so Game Boy color.
Well, I still have
Oh, careful, don't open that drawer in front of an audience. What are you doing?
It's right here.
For audio listeners, Juice is going through these, well, he's got two drawers in his desk. And last time I was there, they were not particularly busy, but he is having a struggle trying to find whatever he's trying to find. Are they full? Are they packed drawers?
It's not in there.
Oh.
Anyways, but I found this.
Ooh, Pokemon Blue original cartridge.
Original cartridge Pokemon Blue, extremely exciting. Nintendo yeah. Game Boy.
Yeah, dog.
So we got that, and I played this, I think, every day, all day.
That's awesome.
Nonstop. Like, this was my favorite thing in existence.
Yeah.
I
have such nostalgia for the Pokemon series, especially Red and Blue. Red was my first one.
Mm.
But at the same time, I know that if I go back to engage with it, it's like an hour tops before I'm like, this, I'm bored. Like, nostalgia only really carries me so far.
Well, it's a lot simpler.
Yeah.
It's very much like... Dee, dee, dee,
dee, dee, yeah. Dee, 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 dee. I remember it so fondly, but yeah, I know if I were to go back. Because that's the thing, is I've seen a lot of these like Instagram accounts and even YouTube videos of people like restoring and upgrading old consoles and being like, hey, I found like a $2 Game Boy and I'm going to like clean and recover and build it out to be great again. And then there's other ones that are like, hey, add an LCD, like add a backlight to your Game Boy Color. And I think that'd be such a cool hobby that I could really get into. I just don't think that I would play with the stuff when I'm done with it. So it's no. Like, maybe I'd do it for gifts. I don't know.
I don't know. I think it's like, I think my thing is with a lot of those like vintagey feeling things is that I like the new type of game that gives you that vintage feel while still being a compelling kind of modern game, because you still get that touch of nostalgia without kind of playing a mid boring game. You
that
know?
Was so well articulated.
Really?
Yep. We're going to make a fucking games journalist out of you yet.
Period.
Period. So you got a Game Boy Color. You played Pokemon Blue.
Yeah, so I played Pokemon Blue, and then eventually my love for Pokemon kind of grew. And then my mom and dad gifted me a yellow Game Boy Color with Pokemon Yellow in it. And I nearly shat my fucking pants.
Yeah.
It was my favorite thing.
Pikachu follows you around.
I don't think I put that thing down for weeks.
Pikachu follows you around.
Pikachu follows you around. You get to play with him. Like, I was glued to that thing. Like, I was, like, it was my life. Mm-hmm. You know, I think I got it on Christmas morning, and I was just like, poof. Yeah. Immediately. And that, like, that riding that high of hearing that, like, ding, 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 ding. And then you hear Pikachu do the, like, Pika, like,
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll never feel that feeling ever again.
I know. That's what I mean, is like, I think back on it so fondly, but if I try to recapture it in anything in adulthood, good fucking luck.
No, I'm going to chase that high forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sad.
But so I got that. Nintendo, we would play a lot of like, we had the really cool Nintendo. We had the purple clear controller.
Is this N64?
N64. Yeah.
Gotcha. Nice.
Yeah. We had the purple, the blue. My brother would slam it against his face when he would get angry. He had anger issues.
So what is he now? What's he do for a living?
Mechanic.
Criminal.
Criminal. No. Yeah. So we would do that. I had a cousin.
Oh, no more?
This is what, well, I'm still talking about gaming. So I had a cousin who would get whatever he asked. So sure. He had every gaming console.
What's
he had
his name?
Dox
him.
Joel.
Joel.
So annoying. He would have every gaming console, every game you can think about, like whatever he wanted, he would have. He was 3 years younger than me, and I remember I was like not even in high school yet, and he was playing, remember that squirrel who would have like
Conker's Bad Fur Day.
He was playing Conker's Bad Fur Day.
And for context, Conker's Bad Fur Day is a game about a squirrel, but he is, it's like incredibly inappropriate.
It's like, maybe one of the most inappropriate games I've ever seen in my life.
It's super gross. There's poo-poo humor. Bless you. Good job. Good save. There's
yeah,
poo-poo
let me look
humor,
it up.
Big cuss words. I think there's also... Does he go to a strip club at some point? So it was one of those Trojan horse games where you'd be like, Mom, can you buy me this game about a squirrel? And she'd be like, great. And then you'd be like...
But like, it was marketed as 18 plus.
Yeah.
He's holding a beer and there's a bunny stripper on the cover with
that's
him.
That's what it is, yeah.
But so he would always play like shit like that. Like he'd play Conkers, he'd play like all of those like games that he shouldn't be playing. And he was the kind of like kid where you would be forced to go over to his house and he would force you to watch him play video games for hours.
Sick.
Surprised he's not a fucking Twitch streamer because like, you know, it's the
What's
perfect
he do?
Thing.
Mechanic?
Honestly, I don't know, or do I care? I don't think I've talked to him in like 10, 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah, it was whatever. Sure. Loser. But he, yeah, so like that, so that my, a lot of my experience with gaming was that I couldn't play the games because I had an older brother who wouldn't let me. And then I had cousins also who wouldn't let me.
Right.
So it's like, but I always loved them, and I always, I did love to watch, but I did kind of want to play. And I think that's why I'm not the best gamer now, because I didn't have those years of practice.
So it's their fault.
Yeah. Get fucked, buddy.
Yeah. Get fucked, Joel.
Get fucked, Joel. Anyways.
Yeah. That was it. That was the last console you owned, was an N64.
Oh, I'm going to keep going. Sorry. I thought we were going to volley.
I just figured it'd be easiest to go all the way through yours.
Well, okay, so then I did N64, and then after N64, it was N64 for a while, like a long time. We never got GameCube, we never got an Xbox, because mm-hmm. they were too expensive. My parents refused
yep.
to buy us those. And then we got a, what's it called? I bought myself a PlayStation 2.
Shoot.
Yes, I bought it for myself. With my first job, I worked at Stitches.
Yeah.
And with my money from my first job, I was able to buy myself a PlayStation 2, so I could watch DVDs in my bedroom and play yep. Kingdom Hearts.
Smart.
Well, I bought it strictly to play Kingdom Hearts.
Yep, I believe you.
Yeah, so I got my PlayStation 2 to play Kingdom Hearts, and then eventually I upgraded to a PlayStation 3 that I okay. got refurbished.
Yeah.
Because once again, my parents did not want to buy one. Nope. And you know what's so crazy? Yeah. I had my PlayStation 3 until I would say a year ago.
Wow.
Yeah. Because it was it came with me all throughout university. I moved to Toronto with it. And then when I was I upgraded when I got my PlayStation 5, so I didn't even have a PlayStation 4.
Damn.
Yeah. And then obviously my Switch, and that was my next Nintendo console, was my Switch. I had a Switch Lite, and then I upgraded to the Switch, so that is my console journey.
So no like super standout stories about an acquisition of any of them? You didn't win them in an arcade or anything?
I got my PlayStation 5 for free.
Sick.
Yeah, it was a gift from someone in my community. Sure. It was my birthday, and I said I really, really wanted one, and they messaged me, and they said, hi, I bought one, I don't like it. Do you want mine for your birthday? And we had mutual friends, and all of a sudden there was a PlayStation at my house.
Wow.
It was crazy. Wow. Owen Wilson. Wow.
Yeah. Give me Jennifer Coolidge.
Wow.
Now give me Owen Wilson.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nasally. Solid.
Wow.
Wow.
Cool.
Yeah, but nothing crazy about them. I know yours lit on fire inside of a tour bus.
Yep. One of them did. You want to hear mine?
Go.
The first console I remember getting was a Sega Genesis. Shout out to Sonic, but the game that really made me want it.
Sega.
Exactly. Was NHL 94. I saw someone playing it. I was like, this is it. This is the shit for me. God. I'm in.
I forgot. I actually did have one of those, and it was for the Lion King
sure.
game. Yeah.
Tough.
Impossible
game.
Yes.
You know what you should play on stream is Lion King.
That game. That's the original.
High nostalgia.
And extremely difficult.
It would be hilarious to watch you.
Yeah. No save points. You Never. Lose one, you lose.
Yeah.
But
Here's
also,
what we're gonna do.
Sonic the Hedgehog. Really
Solid.
Good one, too.
Solid. Marathon stream, you don't finish your stream until you beat the Lion King.
You're rotted.
I'm Absolutely. Watching that.
Gonna be a mighty king. I'm gonna look up.
Enemies beware.
Lion King, Sega Genesis playtime.
Yeah. How, like, length? I think it's like a 2-hour game to finish. It's just nobody finishes it.
It is literally a 2-hour game. Yeah, yeah, that is it.
It's
That's
just
so funny.
That was still the era of games where they were putting arcade games on consoles because that's how games existed. They existed in arcades mm-hmm. and they needed to be hard because that's how they made money, as people put in quarters after quarter after quarter after quarter. So games were unfair. And that was the time where they were finally bringing games to home consoles, but hadn't transitioned to being like, oh, well, we don't need to make this like an arcade game.
I don't think I ever made it past the giraffes and the monkeys.
No one has. Zero people in this world.
Okay, keep going.
So Sega Genesis, I think I saved up like allowance and birthday money, and it was a kid down the street who was selling his. And I went home and was like, hey, I'll get it. I'll do it. So I bought
refurbed.
Secondhand, basically, yeah.
Secondhand.
I ended up getting a Game Gear for Christmas one year for my family. Shout out to them. I also got, I think, a Power Rangers game and a X-Men, like, side-scrolling brawler game.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember sitting there Christmas morning. The Game Gear, which again was Sega's equivalent to a Game Boy, took 6 batteries. And I remember sitting there for hours in Christmas Day, just chewing through batteries and just being like, Mom, I need more batteries. And she'd come from the next room and give me batteries. And I remember sitting there for the whole fucking day. Then I remember taking my Game Gear to like a small game store and being like, I would like to sell this. I'm trying to buy a PlayStation, please. And that was the day that I came to the stark realization that those stores are all bullshit. Looking at you, GameStop. That's going to
Wow, this goes deep.
Take your game for like $4 and then turn around and sell it for like $50. Like, that was insane. I hated it. And I think I have memories of my mother being like, okay, well, you're offering him $3 for this. I see it in the case there for $40. And him being like, well, that's just the business. So get fucked. And that's why
Facebook put the money back in the hands of gamers.
Exactly. Nerds on the internet, right? So I got a PlayStation. I remember playing Monster Rancher. Right,
because
it was like Pokemon equivalent. That was like the main game for me.
Same.
That, and Crash Bash,
yeah,
was like Crash Bandicoot Mario Party.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, this is way better than Mario Party. I was wrong.
you were one of those kids who was like, I'm different.
Yeah, it's different, dude. Sonic over Mario, easy. Sonic's gonna take over the world. Fast forward 20 years from now, Nintendo's not even gonna be a thing. Sega for the fucking top of the world. Anyhow,
loser.
Yeah, PlayStation became the Dreamcast, ironically, which was a step backwards in the console trajectory.
Did you get one?
I got a Dreamcast.
Wow.
The reason I did is because there was a kid at school. His name was David. Shout out to David. I was mean to him publicly, but secretly we were friends because I was a piece of shit.
Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Is that why you're friends with me publicly?
Yes, but behind closed doors, I'm only mean to you. I think it's different.
No one should be scared but you.
I think it's publicly I'm mean to you. Privately, I'm quite kind to you. I think it's the opposite.
Yeah, it's the
opposite. Wait, it's the exact same.
Oh my God.
I got to unpack this. You should too. Go find another therapist. So David came to school in 7th grade and had the VMU, the save cartridge for a Dreamcast, which you could take out and it had a small screen with buttons and you could play some games like a Game Boy, sort of. But
oh, wow.
What you could do is in Sonic Adventures, you could get little chow, which are like the cutie little animals. And if you saved your game, it would save your chow and you could take it with you like a Tamagotchi. And I thought it was the coolest fucking thing ever.
Did you have a Tamagotchi?
Oh, yeah, many.
I had
remember getting a
Tamagotchi.
Jurassic Park Tamagotchi.
Oh, that's sick. I got a Tamagotchi. My parents didn't want to get me one, but then they took me to a Tigers game, baseball.
Sure.
On my birthday.
Wow. Big day for you. I bet that's what you wanted on your birthday.
That's exactly what I wanted on my birthday. So they took me to a Tigers game on my birthday, and I cried because they went into double overtime.
I left baseball games because they go into overtime and it's the most boring thing ever. I just leave.
Double overtime. So we were there forever. So then I cried the whole way home. So the next morning they brought me to the Piggy Mart.
Smart.
Which was the little convenience store near my house. And they bought me a Tamagotchi to make it better.
Good.
And a Spice Girls sticker book.
And this was last year?
Yep.
Year before?
Yeah, last year.
So I had my Dreamcast. It was at this point that I think looking back, I realized that my parents' TV was just terrible because there were games that I would try to play and it was literally just a black screen. And it's because our TV was so old. There wasn't like contrast. I literally couldn't see. There was a game I was trying to play where I was like, I have to get out of a dark room. And I just literally held the controller in every direction trying to figure my fucking way out of this game because it was too dark. Anyhow. I also got a Game Boy Color at some point. This one I think was a gift, but I actually don't know. The memory that I have is I went to Toys R Us with my mother and she was like, hi, I would like to buy he would like to buy this Game Boy Pocket. Because in my head, I was like, I'm going to go find the cheaper version. I can still play all the games. Who cares if it's not color? I just want to play Pokemon, right? There was a kid on the school playground who showed me Pokemon. And I was like, fuck, I need this, mom. Remember the old flyers? Going through Toys R Us flyers? Oh my God, peak 90s kid. And I found Game Boy Pocket. And I was like, mom, let's go get it. It's cheap. And then we went there. And kudos to this guy. He fucking bamboozled my mother. He basically was like, I know you want the Pocket, but you probably want to get the color because just in the way they're in their development cycle, no one's going to be making games for the Pocket anymore. Sooner or later, you're not going to be able to play the game. So you probably want the color. And she was like, I was like, I don't fucking know.
You're so sitting there like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like seven. I'm like, this guy really seems to know what he's talking about, mom. Like, he's so sophisticated. How could you not trust him?
This guy's got long hair and zits on his chin.
He's probably 16. But it worked. I ended up with a Game Boy Color. And I remember never letting my sisters play with it. And then my grandmother one time, we went to my one sister's soccer game. My other sister and myself were watching. And my grandmother demanded that I let my sister play it with my Game Boy. And I was like, no, it's mine. I don't have to share. Like, this one's mine. It's not the family's. It's mine. I don't have to share. And she demanded it. My sister scratched the screen, like took a gouge out of it. I was like beside myself. No one got in trouble though. Let me tell you that. I'm not bitter about it.
No, years later. No, who cares? No. Which sister was this?
I can't tell you out loud. I'll tell you private.
Okay.
She's no longer with us.
Jesus Christ. It was her last day on Earth.
Yeah. So after that, I got a Game Boy Advance because there was a friend. I was a kid on the bus named Ryan who had a cool Mega Man RPG called Battle Network, and I was like, "This is the shit. I should get into it." So I went and upgraded. I think I traded in my Game Boy Color to get a Game Boy Advanced SP. Mm. And a lot of these consoles I got secondhand or refurbished or from somebody's brother or whatever. Right then. Around high school, I had my first job, and it was a badge of pride, a badge of honor, a point of pride for me to get my first new console out of the box. I got an Xbox. I went to Best Ooh. Buy, grabbed it off the shelf, came with Mech Warrior. I remember Ooh. Coming home and playing that. Most time played, either PGA Tour, golf, or... Need for Speed Underground, ripping around in an arcade racer.
Such a fucking boy. Jesus.
And then I entered my era of going to university and having no money. So the Xbox, when I bought it, was already old. And then I played it for like the next 6 years. Yeah. And I would go to GameStop or whatever and spend $5 for the best Xbox game because Xbox 360 was already years into its thing. Yeah. So I had my Xbox in university. And then right around the time I joined Tour, a little bit before that, I went and finally upgraded to a PS3. And I bought it off of Craigslist and met a man in a sketchy gas station parking lot.
Bro, you got to join in on some fucking capitalism. There's a lot of refurbishing going on.
I thought I was going to get abducted, but I brought three friends, so don't worry.
Nice.
No problems.
You ever seen that South Park episode where... No. Nope.
I haven't. Never mind. But you can tell me about it. I just haven't seen it.
Never mind.
Okay, cool. You sure?
Nah, it's gross. I can't talk about it.
Okay, sick.
Yeah.
So yes, the PS3 is what I took with me on tour. It was also an age where like you just couldn't access the HDMI ports on the back of TVs in hotels, right? That bullshit.
Yeah.
Where you had to like bring a set of fucking tweezers, pliers, and a full toolkit to tear a box off the back of your fucking TV just to be able to access what's naturally a part of a TV because they want you to buy $13 movies. Get fucked, hotels. Anyhow, the PS3 burned in a fire. Our bus caught on fire and burned down with my stuff inside of it. So my PS3 was gone. I still had like a month and a half left of that tour and lived out of just a duffel. Like we normally traveled 2 50-pound suitcases. I literally just had a duffel and I was horrifically depressed having lost all of my worldly possessions. And I had friends that were like, hey, what if we just go buy a PS4? It's time to upgrade now. You don't have a PS3 anymore. Let's go get you one. So we got a PS4 and I remember buying that and playing it. It was fun.
Oh my God. Also, I'm a dirty little liar. I had a 3DS as well.
Yeah. I was going to ask if you remember when I said, did you do your homework?
Remember when you told me about this topic 3 hours ago when I was working?
Wrong.
Remember that?
Longer than that.
Remember?
Longer.
But I was still working. Remember how I was working?
And you couldn't just lend one brain cell to think about it.
No, because I was too busy ensuring people reach their fitness goals. Fucking bitch.
Sorry, was that in night or deep night or the one moment of night?
It was in the afternoon.
Yeah, I bet.
Because it was before.
It's a wide net, let me tell you. I had a 3DS on tour as well. There was moments where like a bunch of us had them and we were on buses and we would play Mario Kart just on like a bus tour from the venue.
Oh, is that Mario Kart or the 3DS?
So cool. Yeah. Oh. Really good version of it too. And we could all just connect via like Bluetooth essentially and just play through.
Remember how unnerving the 3DS was because it was 3D?
Yeah, I turned it off immediately. Hated that.
So strange.
Hated it. I bought a Switch when I was in Australia touring.
Ozzy.
Oi. And got very excited about Breath of the Wild. The problem was when I bought it in Australia, the plugs were Australian. So I needed to buy a new charging cable when I returned to America like 2 months later, which was, you know, just a small oversight. I had my PS4 when I started streaming. That's what I would play quite a bit of the time. It was a base model on its last legs, and it was like a jet engine trying to take off. It was such an angry sounding console. It was so loud. And then I got a PS5, Juice, similarly to you, as a gift from my old boss and friend who, for the longest time, he was playing his PS5, and we'd have tons of talks and conversations about, and I was like, I can't spend on a PS5 right now. There's no way. I was like, maybe when there's like 8 or 9 games that I really want to play, I'll get into one. And we used to talk about it all the time, and I would just be excited for him being able to play, et cetera. And one day, I think near Christmas, he was like, come here, come into this meeting room, I want to talk to you. And we did. And he was like, I'm not good at emotion things. I just want you to know that you're appreciated here, and I'm grateful for the work that you do, and here, this is for you. And now don't say anything. And I went, what? And it was such an impressive moment of
did you man bro hug?
I gave him a hug. I was like, can I give you a hug?
Did you do like, that dabbing curious. Up thing?
No idea what that is. Mm. What is it? Can you
explain? Do you know that like man like thing where they hit arms and you like hug after?
Yeah.
Did you do that?
Probably not.
Do you know how to do that?
I mean, you just explained it. I think you know how to do that.
No, when guys do it to me, I panic.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll work on it next time I see you. Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of next time I see you, Juice, why don't you tell people where they could see us in between episodes of the podcast?
Oh, are you done?
I'm done. PS5, we're here.
Oh, no elaboration?
It's great. It was one of the... I mean, I did. I said it was a great gift. It was one of the most heartfelt moments I've encountered with another human being, I'm pretty sure.
That's so beautiful. Did you kiss?
Yeah.
Jealous.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, thank you guys so much for listening to another episode. If you want to hang out with us a little bit more on your day-to-day, you can visit us at ItDangerPod on Instagram and see a bunch of super fun clips that Jackson and I are always posting. He works very, very hard on them, so please give them a little like. And if you're like, fuck Instagram, bro, you can give us a like or a comment wherever you are listening to podcasts today to help us boost up in the algorithm just a tiny little bit more. Don't forget to join us next week where Jackson and I are going to be talking about the way they render nipples in video games. Is it strange or is it the future?
It's always the future. Everything's the future and I'm here for it. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Bye. Did you actually think it was that crazy?
Yes, that's bonkers. Afternoon is 9 hours. It's crazy.
I thought you were just doing a bit.
No, I'm beside myself.